News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The trade parts of the Mercosur agreement kick in today. With us is Francie Gorman, president of the Irish Farmers Association. I assume, Francie, for the vast majority of your members, this is not good news.
No, we're very disappointed in it, Anton. We've campaigned for 20 years when we were out in Brazil and out again last October on this deal and on the issue of standards. And it's very disappointing to see it coming in.
Now, while it is understandable that you, from a commercial revenue perspective, would be against the deal and against the additional competition, will people not look at it and say these are the kind of things that all industries have to handle? The cheaper import of products that they sell, it's just a reality of being in the commercial world.
I don't think so. I think you have to have a bit of fairness. And I mean, for ultimately, it's our job to represent our members. And we can see the effects of the trade deals. Even this spring with a cut in price to beef farmers who would have purchased stores expecting a much higher price in the spring. The effect of these trade deals, particularly with our biggest market in the UK, we've seen it harder to sell beef there. And a knock-on effect has been a reduction in price to farmers. And there's no real benefits from the agricultural perspective for this deal. And we're very disappointed that the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has decided to proceed with this deal in light of the fact that the European Parliament referred it to the European Court of Justice.
Do you hold out much hope for that referral finding in your favour?
It's very hard to say, but ultimately it will have to come back to the European Parliament for ratification. We would like to have seen it been ratified at Parliament level across Europe, national Parliament level, and that's what this court case is about. And we'll continue to campaign against this. We campaign to have it as a commitment in programme for government, and we expect our government to honour that commitment while the government serves out its term.
As the impact comes in the various different markets into which Irish beef is sold, do you expect it to have bigger or smaller impacts on certain sizes or sectors of beef farming, or will it be even across the board?
I think it'll be even across the board, and the issue here is that we have to try and compete with this beef and chicken coming in that isn't produced to the same standards that we produce it here, and it's grossly unfair. And the effects or the positive impact on other areas of the economy may well be overestimated. The one thing we do know is that there's going to be 99,000 tons of this beef coming in at 7.5% tariff, and it's going to have an impact on the market. You can't bring in beef or product into a market and it not have an impact, and that impact could be it might have no impact. It might stop the price going up, which we're entitled to, but more than likely you're going to see a reduction in price to European beef farmers because of these trade deals and the cumulative effect of all the trade deals put together.
But I suppose to some extent, Francie, hand in hand with that, will there be people listening from the perspective of consumers and beef purchasers who will think, well, at least I'll be able to walk into the supermarket and get beef a little bit cheaper?
I don't think you will, because the ambition of the companies importing this beef into Europe from Brazil isn't to sell beef for nothing. It's to sell it at less than we can sell it at here, and you're not going to see a massive reduction in price to the consumer, but it is more than likely going to have a reduction in price at farm level, and that's the issue. And we talk about the generational neuroarthritis, who is going to be the next generation of young people that are going to come home to farm. When you have a business like a beef business that's in every parish in Ireland been undermined like this, is it any?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we lost you there. That was Francie Gorman, president of the Irish Farmers Association, joining us to talk about the reaction, unsurprisingly, very negative reaction from the farming community that the trade parts of that deal go into effect today, although obviously pending ratification from the entire European Union Parliament.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.